beta?
You did? You did? You lead all these things? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, then word by word, then each line, and you read, repeat and translate. Ask your boy to repeat and read backwards slowly so I can hear. Okay? Then I will speak only. I am not supposed to talk too much. I am going to doctor's brain. Thank you. So, thank you very much. I have some restriction. That's why I want him to read when I was talking. Or you might see I am not paying obeisance. Restriction from the doctor, GBC. Forgive me. So, whatever you are doing here, our purpose is, Prabhupada is reminding us, to back to Godhead. What is our goal? To go back to Godhead. Yes? Yes? We have to remember, that is our goal. To go back to Godhead. To go to God, live with God, you have to become as good as God. Yes? The God is perfect. So we have to become perfect. So, Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, manushanang sahasteshu kaschit jatati siddhaye. Kaschit. Out of thousands of, sahasra means thousand. So sahasteshu is bahuvachan, plural number, means how many sahasra you cannot tell. Kaschit. Somebody may try for perfection in life, to become perfect. So, it's not easy. Let us not go to rest of the verse. Say, Ujjaini, how many people, and how many people come here? But people are here, pious, nice place. Krishna had it past time. So I heard when Maharaj met and he was asked, please select your place, Bhupal, somebody told. Somebody said, Maharaj, no, Ujjaini, Krishna's birthplace, Krishna's pastime place. That is nice, sir. And Maharaj decided, yeah. It's a good, I think, very good decision. Remind us, Krishna used to do so many things. Very nice. And there is Kumbh Mela, yeah? Auspicious place. It's also place, I think, one of the famous. There are so many Tirtha, is one of the famous Tirtha. And you have got this temple. So we have got favorable to get bhakti. Bhaktistu bhagavad bhakta sangena purita. You want to get bhakti, and it is through bhakti we can go back to Godhead. So it requires to become a bhakta. The association, devotees meeting together, association, sangha. Sangha also means that there is attachment. Attachment will be if you regularly see, meet together, eat together, talk together. Yes? Seeing Krishna and close your eyes, think of whom you are attached to. But now if you have to develop, bhakti means increase your attachment to Krishna. What will you think of? Think of Madan Mohan. Eh? There's a photo, Nisimhadev. This is bhakti. How to increase our attachment to Krishna? Krishna, Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastime, Krishna's pastime places, Krishna's bhakta, Krishna's dham, of course Krishna prasad. Now we have got attachment to something else. Yes? Yes or no? Who has got attachment to Krishna? Please raise hand. You are honest. Some have it. Good. Please be honest. Krishna will know. You are trying. Somebody have. Good. Very good. Now see automatically, spontaneously, what comes in your mind. You must be attached to these things. Again, again coming. It comes Krishna. Very good. Anybody see Krishna, deity, in dream? Must be fortunate. But you see something else. Now there is a process. How to develop that? And this is Vaidhi Bhakti. Then there is other higher bhaktis there. And there is a process. This is also science. Adau saddha tata sadhu sangha tata bhajana kriya anatha nibhitti nishtha ruchi asakti bhava. Then after bhava, when it is very condensed form, that is rati, love of Godhead. Even coming up to bhava, still if you develop attachment, something suddenly slip. Case is Jara Bharat. Bharat, not Jara Bharat, sorry. Bharat Maharaj. You see how is slightly little attachment. Dear, what happened? It cost him 3 lives. We Popa said, our acharyas arrange in such a way, if we strictly follow, we can make it in one right back to Godhead. You want to go back to Godhead? Please raise hand. Who? We have to pay the proper price. We have to check it. Am I developing the quality of a pure Vaishnava? To become a pure Vaishnava, automatically he has got the quality of a Brahmin. When Prabhupada in India started and asking people, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that those who are born in India, they are fortunate. Because they know all these things. But are they seriously taking? Many not. Prabhupada asked, Prabhupada himself took and tried and asked people, please cooperate. Just like you are coming, many cooperating with Maharaj. They build a temple. Maharaj is working very hard, which is learned from his Guru, His Divine Grace, my Guru Maharaj. Nitya Pavishta Sisimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. He worked very hard. Then we have to follow his footprint. We follow what instruction he gave and his disciples giving. If he strictly follows it seriously, we can make it, some of us. Some come, some go, but some stay. Fortunate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, one who does not find fault with others, always glorifying the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. My dear Hara, one who stills the heart of Hari by service attitude, by surrender, now we should learn from. This is Radharani. Can become a grain of dust of Radharani's lotus feet. And the pure devotees, our life will be successful. Successful. Everything is there. We simply have to be sincere and serious. O Krishna, who attracts everybody, why is not attracting us? Many persons are not attracted. Yesterday I told, magnet attracts iron, not other. So Krishna attracts whom? One who has got a service attitude. So Prabhupada said, devotee means, he will ask somebody, you want to become bhakta? What you can do for Krishna? I can't do anything. Okay, you sweep floor. You can do that? Yes. You clean pots. Then that will take you back to that. You follow the rule regulation. Take diksha. You go back to it. But you check it. Who can give up? You should develop, as Chaitanya Chaitanya says, 26 qualities. How? Simply surrender. Simply by surrender. So Prabhupada asked, if you are a bhakta, at least you have got quality of a Brahmin. In India, so many Brahmin. Why they are not coming? Many may not be Brahmin. Who is Brahmin? Krishna is saying. One who knows Brahma. And he has got quality. He has got symptoms and characteristics. How many Brahmins here? Please raise hand. You are honest. Very good. Brahmins means you must know Brahma, not less theoretical knowledge. Have you got this quality? Samo damo tapo saucham. Then tell somebody, who is a Brahmin? Hey, Brahmin. Sir, you are Brahmin. Please tell. Rest of the thing. Very good. Now, see, Samo, have you have control over your mind, sir? Yes? You have control? I worship you. It's not so easy. Even Arjuna says it is difficult. You meditate on the lotus feet of Krishna. Then you can control. You meditate what your guru asked you. There is no end to it. But you are eating nice food. Very palatable dish. I like ice cream. Then you find difficult. I want to bring mine Krishna. Something else is going. Where is ice cream? But if you eat ice cream, you'll go back to Godhead? You don't know. And simply many lives will pass. So Prabhupada said, you sir, you have got so many sons. Why don't you give one son? Why? I want to make him bhakta. I want to make him Brahmin. And then train up and send Indians, are supposed to preach Krishna consciousness outside the world. Make other bhakta and deliver others. Oh, Swamiji, what is the use becoming bhakta? After all, he has to work, earn his living. Then he has his life. He should get married like his father. Oh, I see. But you have got four sons. Please give me at least one sacrifice. Oh, no, no, Swamiji. No. Very attached. In India, people are very attached. Yes? Huh? You ask somebody, he won't give. He'll give you money. Give you this, that. He won't give his son. Very difficult. But there are some persons. It's only in India you'll see. Somebody run away to join somewhere, Bombay. I won't tell what purpose. But there are some, come from some family. They run away to go to some mutt, to ISKCON, to become bhakta. This is India. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is India. In India born, they are very fortunate. From the childhood they know who is Krishna, who is Ram, who is Nishinga. They know Hare Krishna. But may not be practicing seriously. So simply become serious, Prabhupada said. You can become a great devotee. You can deliver others. One saw in a faraway country, Prabhupada, and his mood is, if you see any Indian, and he sees educated, he is serious and sincere, at once he will give him responsibility. Oh, chant, he will quickly give him the initiation. If he sees his good character, Brahmin, even he will offer him very exalted position, in a renounced order. You want to take? I will give you. You go round the world and preach. Or come with me. He may take, may not. Some may take, may not take. Because in the Western world, every step, wherever you look, object of senses, it's very difficult to control. Very difficult to remain a brahmachari. You are after money, 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 and you become victim of Maya. Money, where there is money, there is also opposite gender there. To catch you, you are going to take honey, and money is honey, and you get stuck. Is that good? But if you remain renowned, brahmachari, it's very easy to India to remain brahmachari. So Prabhupada said, anybody easily go back to Godhead, come and stay in India. At least 6 months. sometimes difficult for some person outside. He requires it so many things what he get in his country. Facilities, this, that. Here in India you can see the odds of life, dead body, somebody disease, this, that. He knows the realities of life. He knows any time I can die. You go to other country, anybody die, cover up. He won't let you see. Anything. It's a negative side of life, they won't let you see. Only see, talk about positive. This is not Vedic culture. Vedic culture, I mean, see both. So you know, Lord Buddha saw. That was became. Many king in India became renounced completely, seeing the realities of life. So Prabhupada, you come here and learn here. But difficult. Suppose wanted even up to the Prime Minister to go and see. Let my disciples, 600 these are, give facility and stay longer. I don't know whether she gave. But still Prabhupada wanted. Some or other, come here and stay. But you have already, it says, those who live by the side of Ganges, sometimes don't go, take this opportunity, take bath. Those who are near the station, usually they miss the train. Yeah? There's Indian saying. So those are India, they're not cooperating. So Prabhupada, all right, I see. You're copying foreign country, hearing jinn, girlfriend, boyfriend. Excuse me. It's all true. Prabhupada, okay, I make them bhakta and bring here. Then you follow. The ladies, foreign, hearing sari, tilak, bala, this, that. Oh, very good. And boys, also, kurta, dhoti, tilak, mala, playing midanga. Oh, then they may follow. So, Prabhupada, when he went to America, no, they are not helping. Some ladies help. In India, there are pious people there. Help. I want to go to America. I want to print this book. Helping. Mrs. Moraj. I saw her 3-4 times. Class till 8:30. 8:30. So, see, is a Brahmin is not an easy thing to become a Brahmin. You know, Bhrigu Muni, going from Kailas, going to Brahma. Anybody who can go there? Tell me. Raise hand. There used to be called great sages Brahmin. So you can see what is Kali Yuga, what happened. So Prabhupada wanted to teach the world. They want all of us become teacher, not cheater. Don't cheat. So if you can make a Brahmin, unless you become a Brahmin, how can you make it? In other words, we have to become good character. Prabhupada said, this movement is meant for building character. If we don't have character, why people will listen? Yeah? So, apuni achari prabhu. Onere shikhai. You become acharya. You become teacher. How? You yourself develop a good character. Not. Please give for Krishna. And then he's saying, in front of him, hey, he's going to the shop and buying something. You're taking for Krishna, use it for Krishna. Service. How the people will think of your character? Every penny. Be careful, this is Lakshmi. It should be used for the service of Narayan. Then you take the prasad. So Prabhupada is teaching. When the reporter came, what do you want to make these boys and girls? Prabhupada said, I want to make them Brahmin. When Prabhupada was approaching America, he said, they follow America. Prabhupada saying, my dear Lord, I see there so much people are in the mode of passion and ignorance. How can I make them bhakta? They won't listen harikatha. Who listens harikatha? The mode of goodness. He listens. You are listening. You already mode of goodness. Because always keep yourself in the mode of goodness. And goodness has got symptom. Goodness means Brahmin. You get up early in the morning. No, I can't get up. Then you cannot be a poor person. You are not getting up early in the morning. You are not bhakta. You are not chanting 16 rounds. You are not my disciple. He is writing in a letter. Real bhakta, 24 hours chanting Hare Krishna. At least, Lord said, you don't run so many rounds. He doesn't accept your service. So, saintly person, this is Kali Yuga. Everybody is manda, very slow. They have no interest in Krishna. They have interest in money talks, honey, and make so many things, this, that. But then people come, and so he is after money, not trying to make me bhakta. He will go away. Huh? Yes? Yes or no? People study you. You have got character. Yes. Please come, take prasad. You conquer his heart. By service attitude. So one saintly person says, anybody comes, give him prasad. Please sit down. Oh, it's very nice people. Then he'll ask you, what can I do for you? Well, please chant Hare Krishna. Please take this book. Then you are preaching. What my preaching will do? But if Prabhupada says this, at once he becomes bhakta. His potency, he did this thing in his life. So Prabhupada is praying to Krishna. Krishna, you can do anything, everything. Everybody is the mode of passion and ignorance in this material world. What is the symptom? Symptom is, he is kama loha tyascaje, unlimited material desire. I want this, I want that, I want that. You have to leave everything, your body and related to the body, everything. Do not forget. So in order to do that, make the best use of a bad bargain. Let us use our body, mind, intelligence, everything Krishna has given. My wife, my husband, my father, my mother, everything. Use, make them bhakta, bhaktin. Vaishnav, Vaishnavi, that is Krishna one. Purpose of all these things is to become bhakta, make other bhakta. So that they can also go back to Godhead. Prabhupada said, let us go back to Godhead, make another ISKCON, all get together, Krishna's family. Krishna has got how many wives? Hey, how many wives, Krishna? 16,108. Each wife has got 10 sons. Krishna has got daughter? Very good. By whom? Which queen? Hey, kon rani garbe ekta me hoyeche Krishna? Ke bolbe? Who will tell? Raise hand. Let me see. Huh? Anyway, time is running out. Rukmini. So all has got 10 sons, and each son again have got 10 sons. And thus he has got a family of so many crore, big family. So we will make this means whole world, as many as possible. And again Krishna's family. Prabhupada said, I had son, daughter. I saw, Prabhupada, Subhak, take care of my son, daughter, okay? Okay, Prabhupada, whatever you say. Go. But Prabhupada said, one, these boys and girls in ISKCON, whether America, Russia at that time, not one. And others, whatever I am saying they are doing, they are my real son, real daughter. So you are real Prabhupada's descendant. Of course, anybody follows. So Prabhupada said, kamulu vatayascha ji.
unlimited material desire and greediness to possess more and more. And say, I'm mine. No. That won't. Tato rajastamo bhava kamala cetaita nivadam sthitam satye prasidati. Always we have to maintain more of goodness. 24 hours. If you don't get up early in the morning, how can you maintain goodness? No goodness. This is mood of ignorance. You cannot know God. How can I preach God consciousness to others? No, sir. Say, strict. Everybody get up early in the morning, take bath, come to Mangalati. Lord sees you, whole day auspicious. Sansaradhava Ananda. And chant 16 rounds. Previously, somebody chant 16 rounds before coming to Mangalati. Finished. This is 16 hours and nothing, nothing. We should do at least much more, 4 times. Then Krishna accepts your service, usually. But pure devotee is saying, okay, you can, half, no? One pure devotee is saying. Then, making long face, okay, half of that. Still, no, I cannot make less than this. You must do 16 rounds, must nicely. Rest of the time, work hard, man. For Krishna. Then Krishna is happy. And I hope, something like that he said, I think he will accept you, sir. Otherwise you are working, serving whatever you like. You don't know whether Krishna is accepting your service. Is he? Anybody knows? No. Anybody know Krishna is accepting your service? Saranga saranagati haive jaha. One who perfectly surrenders to Krishna. Tahar prathana sune si brajanda kumar. If you surrender nicely, you'll find Krishna is responding to your prayer. Anybody felt that Krishna is responding to your prayer? Where you are then? Krishna can talk. He's standing Krishna and Radharani here. He can talk. He can walk with you. Depending on your quality of devotion. There is proof there. It's not story. There is Sakshi Gopal. There is so many details. There is Udipi Krishna. He's crying. They won't let me see you. Okay. Krishna says, all will follow. Krishna turn other side and he can see from there. They won't let him go inside the temple. So he's crying, Krishna, since I come from a low class family, but I like you, I love you, I chant your name. They won't let me go, I'm impure, they say. Is it so? But I give my heart to you. He's crying. Devotional service is simply crying. That the child cries. Mother gives him chocolate, biscuit, this, that. Whatever gives. The moment mother comes, father comes, and picks him up on his lap, he is happy. Same like that. Are you crying for Krishna? Oh, no. Time is there, we have to go to eat. Then, but when Madhavendra Puriva is chanting, Hare Krishna, he forgets, where is my ice cream, where is my pizza pasta? Sorry, don't mind. Where is my cake? Sweet rice. A little boy coming and say, hey Baba, you want some milk, please? Why you brought? No, you are hungry. You are not taking anything whole day. How do you know? Now the ladies here, they are taking water from the Govinda Kund. They are seeing the sadhu is sitting here simply chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare. You are simply absorbed in calling out Krishna. Here all Brajavasi, they are all bhakta. They, one who love Krishna, they love his devotee. So the best thing is to always serve the devotees. Then Krishna is very pleased. When Draupadi, Parvati asked, she is Param Vaishnavi, Parvati. And Vaishnavanang Jatha Shambhu, Lord Shiva, the greatest Vaishnava. And Parvati is asking, whose service is greatest, my dear Lord? He said, Aradhanam Sarvesham, Vishnu Aradhanam Param. Highest service is Sar Vishnu Krishna Narayan Hari. And Prabhupada is thinking, but I am serving my husband. He is a great Vaishnava. So what about my position? But Lord Shiva can understand. So he said, no, Devi. No, don't worry. Tasmat parataram Devi. But greater than serving Krishna, sarve Vaishnava. Then Krishna is moved. He said, mat bhakta puja bhadika. You want to serve me? Serve my bhakta. That is greater. So we should, if you want to become bhakta of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what? I am not sannyasi. In your society, sannyasi, somebody also, oh, dandavat, give Mahaprasad, this, that. But when you go back to Krishna, Krishna won't see, you are a sannyasi, you are this, you are that. What Krishna will see? Is Rukmini sannyasi? Yes, he is in the heart of Lord. Lakshmi? She is massaging feet. Menial service. But Krishna, how he reciprocate? Keeps her within the heart of Krishna. We ask somebody, please sweep the floor. No, no, Maharaj. I am this, I am that. No, I don't. He says, oh, I see. To Krishna, there is no difference. Somebody is sweeping floor, somebody is giving lecture. No. Krishna will see. How much you have love for Krishna? How he surrendered to Krishna? What Krishna says? Simply do exactly. This is sir. So, Parvati son, oh, then I am okay. Tasmat parataran Devi, my dear Devi, but higher than serving Vishnu, serve Vishnu, real Vishnu. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am not sannyasi. This is varnashram dharma. Unless you do varnashram dharma, you are not even civilized. You are like animals, simply eating, sleeping, mating. What do you call it? Mating in England. And defending. Everybody is doing. Now, what is the difference between animal and us? So, I have a go khara. It's like the animal. Cow, an ass. You're a human being. Jivasya tattva jiggasa. You ask, what I am, where I come from, what is my constitutional position? Sanatana Goswami is asking. Rupa Goswami, they are asking that sort of question. Are you asking? No. He is teaching us. Krishna Das. Kaviraj is teaching us. You want to become bhakta? What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Trinadopi Sunichana. I am lower than the lowest. Taruriva Sahishna. Become very tolerant. Somebody is torturing you. You still, my dear Lord, please forgive him. Amani Namana. Give respect to everybody. Everybody is a temple of God. Within everybody, Krishna is there. Amanya Maranda, but don't expect respect from him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said what? Krishna's place of appearance, Vrindavan, of course, Mathura. As Krishna is worshipable, Krishna's dham is worshipable, Krishna's devotee is worshipable. So I want to become Gopi Bhartu. Those who are servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. Krishna's greatest devotee, Brajavasi, Gopi. They are sir. Then you become. That is what you are learning in ISKCON. You have got character, you have got everything. You have no money, lot of things. You have no health, you lost so many things. You have no character, you have got nothing. So what is character? This is the quality of a Vaishnava, quality of a Brahmin, developed. So Prabhupada said, I want to make them Brahmin. That means one is controlling mind, like Maharaj Ambarish, always meditating on the lotus feet of Radha Madan. Always thinking, planning how to serve, improve service of Krishna, increase service of Radha Krishna. Very Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching, Nityananda is teaching, Advaita Acharya is teaching, our previous Goswamis are teaching, Prabhupada Acharya is teaching, this is we learn. Then people say, oh, he is nice, Prabhupada. I came here, he said, please take some prasad. You can reach the heart of a person by simply by giving nice prasad. Prasad is kripa of the Lord. So one saintly person says, always something, somebody will be cooking, nice puri, sabji, these, anybody come, give them hot puri, please sit down, treat him very nicely. He'll conquer his heart. Now, can you do some service? Can you take one book? But if you don't follow saintly person, acharya, what they say, then there will be difficulty in future. That is what happened. They say, don't change what I give, and don't add, don't subtract. If you not properly do all these things, then everything will be finished. All will be dressed. Tilak, mala, Hare Krishna, Haram, where is my this, that, that's all. Don't mind, I tell sometimes little strong words. But it could be in future, you find, it will be, oh yes, it was useful, I think. Otherwise you become cheap. There is 13 apasampradaya. We find, are we following what the acharyas expect from us? No. Then why, how can you tell others like this? If I am not perfect, I cannot find others for. No, sir. No. I am good, you are bad. You become good. Then character. This is Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada. So I don't talk much. So to become a Vaishnava, at least you should be a Brahmin. So Prabhupada, I will make them Brahmin. You are Brahmachari? Don't unnecessarily go and talk to opposite gender. Unless it's absolutely necessary. It should be simple. India it is possible. But some countries it's very difficult. So it is very difficult to become a very good Vaishnava. So sometimes saintly person come and say, whatever they can, you do. You become good Vaishnava, build temple, this, that, bhakta, and then teach the world. They tried and doing some. But for somebody is born in India, in their blood it is there, from the childhood they learn. Ram Ram Satya Hai, Ram Ram Thakur Sahab. They know everything. Simply have to practice it. Simply have to be serious. So, tato rajastamo bhava kamole vatas chetoyate nivan sitam sadhi. So, then you have to come to mode of pure goodness, that is spiritual world. So, the pure devotee, he feels the nature, he experiences the nature of the spiritual world here. So, there is no difference from him whether he lives here or goes back to the spiritual world. Sadhavo jiboba marova. If he is a sadhu, he is a Vaishnava, whether he dies or lives here or go back to spiritual, doesn't matter. Because he is always serving Krishna. His life and soul is service. This is his God. This is his God. Without motivation, I want this, that. No. No condition. Just serve. Become pure devotee. Go back to Gaur. One life. Otherwise, Kali Yuga is approaching. Even mother is killing his son. Take pill. Enjoy life. Sense gratification. This is not Indian lady. Sorry, mothers. You have to tell the truth. They can at least do that. A government says, hum do, hamara do. No. Forget government. Everybody is sinful here. Becoming. Don't copy others. Follow the instruction of liberated soul, Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, everything. Very nice. Become a perfect gentleman, Prabhupada says. ISKCON means, devotee means, perfect gentleman. Good character. If you do service, automatically will develop all these things. That is a poet gave. Unless you keep yourself in service of the Lord, you cannot control your mind and senses. Anybody has control over mind and senses? Please raise hand. Hey Sadhu, hey Baba. No. 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 Listen. Su-su-su, saddha-dhanasya. You have to listen in the class with rapt attention. No? I am thinking of Krishna. And fall into maya. Tama. Andham tamaha pravishanti. Don't mind, sometimes little I joke, because otherwise I am sometimes giving sauce, it's not good. It's serious. But your time is over. I can say more, but I won't tell, I think. I don't like to disturb your system. You're not thinking, I know, how to go and take prasad. That's good. Now, have you got some question or a comment? Anybody has? Mothers of this? You ask. I don't like talk, big talks. I'm just Prabhupada's parrot. Fly, fly. Talk, talk. I know nothing. Yes. Wish you good luck. Follow Prabhupada. Follow Prabhupada's representative. Maharaj is saying nice tempo. You do. Your life become perfect. Thankful.
What is the most important quality that the devotee has to develop? I mean, when he is trying to become Brahman, as the Prabhupada wanted us to become Brahmanas. So, what will really, what is the essence of all the other qualities that are making about nine qualities of Brahmanas?
So, what is that? Make it short, to the point. Yes. So stop. I understood. Too much telling, then I lose the point. Prabhupada gave example of some Brahmin. A Brahmin can take, actually, one is a Brahmin, ideally speaking, he can get spiritual knowledge. That's called Dibbogyan, spiritual knowledge. That comes in the heart. I am not this body. I am not man. I am not woman. I am not sannyasi. I am not beautiful. I am not handsome. I am not in charge. I am a spirit. So, one day, there was a great sage, his name is Gautam Rishi, famous, Gautam Yogotra, now said. And one little boy came and said, Maharaj, Dandavat, I want to become a sadhu, like him. Oh. Then Guru will test you. He said, tell your identity, what you are, who you are. It means in India, tell who is your father. You know that? Who is your father? And he says, my mommy says, I didn't see my father. My mommy said, he's grown up enough to understand this, that this is abominable. Nobody likes that. If you tell in the society, nobody will like you. Nobody will accept you. He said, my mother told me, when I asked, where is my father? He said, my darling, I met many, I am a maid servant, so I worked for many rich people and other people. And by their association, once, close association, I got you. You understand what it means. Everybody understand what it means? That means she doesn't know who is his actual father. She associated with so many. But that boy, knowing all these things, that nobody will accept him if he tells this thing in society, he is very straightforward and told this thing to this Gautam Rishi. Gautam Rishi heard. After hearing this, he looked at him. He said, you are a Brahmin, so I will give you initiation. I see you have the symptom of Brahmin. You understand what Brahmin means? Brahmin means suchi. Suchi means, one word is suchi, means he's pure. Pure means he's simple at heart. He's very simple at heart. He knows if somebody, I tell this, I will be, people won't accept, hate me, this, that. But he tells. This is Brahmin. most important quality. Then so Brahmi is like a fire. A little boy, one rishi's son, he cuts the king at one. 7 days he died. You can understand what is Brahmi. Then another Brahmin quality saying. First day, Brahmin means truthful, very simple, straightforward life. This is most one of the important quality. So, but Brahmin also keep himself very humble and poor so that he doesn't become proud with his beauty, with his knowledge, come from a high birth. He keep himself very humble. So once king of one place where our Mayapur temple is, the city is called Krishnanagar, the king. The king's wife went to Navadvip take bath, and somebody said, "Oh, you are splashing water to Ramnath's wife." "Who is Ramnath?" The queen asked. "He is big pandit, Brahmin's wife, everybody respects him." She thought, "I am queen." Okay, when she went back to Krishnanagar, asked her husband, "I heard there is a great Brahmin. People respect him, you know?" And they had chit-chat. Then the king thought, "Let me go and see that Brahmin great." Wife said, "Thank you." The wife went to Krishnanagar, husband, king. He went to his... In Navadvip is famous. Brahmin have got a school. It's called Tol. That means you learn Sanskrit and all the scripture. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself opened Ramnath's stall and saw his thatched hut, very tatty. Looks like there may be water falling. Very simple and humble. Oh, is the king? Please come, sit. Whatever humble thing he has, he received him nicely. Very tatty clothes. "As a student, I see you have got a heart having..." "It's okay." He is hesitating to tell that "I like to help you to build." But he doesn't give much importance. He says, "Oh, it's okay." That means he lives very humbly. Some or other manage for his living. He is not there, then tell, "I will help you. You build something nice so that no water falls." "So water may fall, but that doesn't matter. Me and my wife, we can manage with this." "What about, what do you eat, sir?" "Whatever I get, how you get? You know, you have no money." He said, "Now you see my student, they bring, somebody bring rice, somebody bring dal, somebody some sabji. Every day they bring? No, sometimes don't bring. Then how you eat? Suppose you don't have sabji, how will you eat? You see the tamarind tree, there's some tamarind there. My wife put some tamarind in the rice I eat. Only rice and tamarind. Whatever Krishna gives. Because he knows I am not this body. He's just with the bare necessities, he just leaves. Barest. If there is no tamarind, how will you eat? Why? There is the leaves. My wife take some leaves and put in the rice. Rice and tamarind leaves, that is sabji. That's all? Yeah. You are happy? Yeah, why not? How? I read scripture and become very blissful. As scripture say, I can understand all these things. Revealed to me. This is a revelation. Reveals Krishna. You have no wants? No, nothing. I don't require anything. And thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Can you understand what Brahmin means? These two examples Prabhupada gave. Some Brahmin may not have rice, suppose. Like that, his wife or he goes to the, this is called Unchabritti. He doesn't want to serve anybody, this Brahmin. He doesn't depend on anybody. So, he goes to the field, when they collect all the grains, usually when they husking, by thrashing against the heap, something, many fall also. And they don't sweep and take away. So, whether Brahmin or Brahmin's wife come and sweep, I saw in Mayapur, still this habit is there. It's called unchop vritti. I don't depend on anybody's mercy. What is left over? Cook. Now this is India. In another country you cannot do all these things. But India, I'm telling some ideal thing. Now in India you go to some house, a temple, some say, Maharaj, I am Brahmin. Why you whisper? I am a Darwan here. I am a gatekeeper. I am coming from another part of India. I don't tell anybody. I am telling you. Why? You don't tell others. I am a Darwan here, gatekeeper. But I come from a Brahmin family. What can I do? This is India. That's why Prabhupada wants to teach us. You are Brahmin? Now you have become a big civilization, 100-story building, to become a Sudra. Work hard, get a lot of money, and I can become greatest, biggest. This is Sudra civilization. So-called advancement, who says Sudra. First become Varnashram. So I made this ISKCON, introduce Varnashram Dharma. But make everybody Vaishnava. You may be like Sudra sweeping. He's Sudra. But you have no knowledge scripture. But you serve for Krishna, for Vaishnava. He become greatest. Everybody should worship. Even Jama, who worship, we punish the biggest man, unless he is a bhakta. How big he may be, his statue, they are putting garland. But Jama Duda, catch him. He is not a Vaishnava. When you see he is a somebody sweeping floor, but dies, he got neck beats and tilak from a long distance, pay obeisance. He is a ISKCON bhakta. Vaishnava. So try to become Vaishnava. Thank you very much. Is understood? Any question? Any comment? Thank you. Excuse me, I sometimes very strong words use. But this is what Prabhupada asked me to tell. I'm telling. Don't deviate what Prabhupada said. You may think it may be very pleasant. One time you think, find yourself, we are nowhere. Face the reality. Don't be carried away by whatever others say. Check original what Prabhupada said. His sadhu shastra guru is telling, follow. Otherwise, be careful. This is what I learned from Prabhupada. Sorry. If I hurt anybody. So, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. He is the prayer. When you become blissful, you are not blissful. Or is something wrong? You are not blissful, happy? Something wrong. You are not properly practicing Krishna consciousness. What is wrong? What your guru said, ISKCON representative said, do your best. That's wrong. You may be able to do or may not be accomplished. Do your best, Krishna is happy. It doesn't matter, you are sweeping or you are giving lecture. Somebody may give me, show me respect, doesn't matter. Krishna will test. To Krishna, you are attached to Krishna or attached to your country, your father and mother. These are all sentimental. Again come back, again do. You don't go back to God. Who will go back to God? Attached to Krishna, Krishna's dham, Krishna's bhakta, Krishna's service, Krishna's name, Krishna's fame. Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastime. Does it make sense? Yes? Does it make sense? Okay, Vrishda Asvidhachi. Thank you. It may be same thing, I will tell again, again, same thing. Prabhupada said. I don't tell you something new. Sarveda bhakta bhaktin ki.